Imagine discovering that the prison cell you've been trapped in for years has had an unlocked door the entire time. This is the revolutionary insight at the heart of Alan Carr's approach to emotional eating. Unlike traditional methods that frame quitting as a painful sacrifice requiring immense willpower, Carr reveals that freedom requires no suffering at all. Emotional eating isn't simply overeating. It's a complex psychological and physiological trap where food becomes your primary coping mechanism for uncomfortable emotions. While physical hunger develops gradually with clear signals like stomach growling, emotional hunger hits suddenly and forcefully, creating an urgent need for specific comfort foods, usually high-calorie options that provide temporary relief but deepen your misery over time. What makes this particularly insidious is that it functions as a genuine addiction, operating on the same neurological pathways as drug dependencies. Just like nicotine or alcohol, junk foods high in refined sugar hijack your brain's reward system, creating withdrawal symptoms that only more comfort food seems to relieve. It's the perfect confidence trick. You believe the food provides pleasure when it's actually just temporarily relieving the withdrawal symptoms it created in the first place, like wearing painfully tight shoes just to experience the relief of taking them off. Emotional eating functions as a genuine addiction, operating on the same neurological pathways as drug dependencies. Unlike gradual physical hunger, emotional hunger strikes suddenly with urgent cravings for specific comfort foods. This addiction involves two interconnected components. The little monster represents the physical addiction. Consuming foods high in refined sugar and processed carbs alters your body chemistry, triggering withdrawal symptoms when deprived. Each indulgence temporarily relieves these symptoms, creating the illusion that the food helps you feel better. The big monster is the psychological component, the brainwashing that makes you believe junk food provides genuine comfort. This monster interprets cravings as needs and creates fear that life without comfort foods would be unbearable. True freedom requires defeating both monsters by addressing the physical addiction through abstinence and changing your mindset about what junk food actually provides. Our dysfunctional relationship with food typically begins in childhood. Unlike other addictions with age restrictions, junk food addiction starts early. Receiving candy as rewards or ice cream as comfort establishes the belief that junk food provides pleasure, the very illusion driving emotional eating. When parents warn against junk food while indulging in it themselves, forbidden items become more enticing. Society reinforces these patterns through advertising that links junk food to happiness and traditions centered around sugary treats. Even our language betrays us. We call it comfort food despite the discomfort it causes. This conditioning disconnects us from our natural instincts. Wild animals maintain healthy weights by eating according to genuine hunger and stopping when satisfied. Humans override these instincts, choosing processed foods over natural ones, despite the latter offering more sensory appeal. The result is a global obesity epidemic that has nearly tripled since 1975. Have you ever wondered why quitting emotional eating through sheer determination feels like an exhausting uphill battle? The conventional wisdom focuses on willpower, but this approach misunderstands addiction's nature. Using willpower against food cravings creates an internal tug of war. You still view junk food as pleasurable, making abstinence feel like deprivation. This intensifies thoughts about what you're trying to avoid, like trying not to think of a pink elephant. The willpower method fails because it relies on fluctuating motivation. During stress, when you're most vulnerable, your willpower reserves are lowest. It also reinforces the illusion that junk food provides genuine pleasure, creating a guilt cycle that drives you back to emotional eating. Ironically, strong-willed people often find quitting harder because they refuse to accept they've been influenced. The solution isn't developing superhuman willpower, but removing the desire by changing how you think about food. When you understand that junk food offers no genuine benefits, the struggle disappears. Our bodies have sophisticated eating regulation systems that emotional eating overrides. Hunger isn't your enemy, it's your body's fuel gauge. What we often call starving is actually a pleasant sensation that enhances food enjoyment. Think of hunger on a scale from 0, empty, to 20, full. At 10, hunger is satisfied. 7 to 10 is slight hunger. 3 to 7 is true hunger. Eat when experiencing true hunger, not at the first hint. False hunger, addiction cravings, appears suddenly and fixates on specific foods, while real hunger develops gradually with a general desire for nourishment. When feeling hungry, ask, did this feeling appear suddenly? Am I craving one specific food? Is my compulsion proportionate to my physical hunger? These questions help identify when addiction is driving your desire. Our senses guide us toward beneficial foods. With mindful eating, you'll discover most junk food lacks flavor, while fresh fruits offer vibrant colors, aromas, and satisfying tastes without guilt. When eating according to true hunger, everything tastes better. Eat slowly to allow your body to register satisfaction. The time has come to complete your escape with a transformative ritual marking your liberation from emotional eating. Select your most compelling trigger food, the item with the strongest emotional pull over you, whether chocolate, chips, ice cream, or any comfort food you've repeatedly turned to. Examine this final portion with fresh awareness. Notice its packaging, marketing, and implied promises. Consider the true cost in self-esteem, health, and emotional well-being that emotional eating extracts. Consume this final portion mindfully. Notice how the first bite rarely matches your anticipation, and pleasure diminishes with each subsequent bite. Observe the artificial flavors and immediate effects on your energy, confirming these foods offer false promises rather than genuine comfort. Afterward, make your solemn vow. I choose to never again use food as an emotional crutch. I am free from the trap of emotional eating. In the days following, you might experience grief or longing. This is your brain's reward system adjusting. Recognize these feelings as positive signs of healing, each pang representing another chain breaking on your path to freedom. Imagine waking up without food guilt dominating your thoughts. As constant self-criticism fades, you'll experience growing self-respect and confidence. No longer hiding eating habits provides immense psychological relief. Your physical health improves naturally without nutritionally empty junk food. Many experience increased energy, better sleep, clearer skin, and gradual weight normalization. Your emotional resilience strengthens as you develop healthier coping mechanisms instead of using food to numb feelings. You'll handle life's challenges more effectively. Social situations involving food transform from anxiety sources to genuine pleasure. Mental clarity sharpens as blood sugar stabilizes and sugar addiction's brain fog lifts, allowing clearer thinking. Most importantly, you'll reclaim time and mental energy once consumed by food thoughts, redirecting it toward relationships, hobbies, work, and meaningful pursuits. Instead of reaching for food when upset, you'll address issues directly. You've reclaimed your natural relationship with food and emotions. This is how you were meant to live, in control, aware, and genuinely satisfied. Your body knows what it needs. Now you can hear its wisdom. Welcome home to yourself.